What happens when your body stops whispering and starts screaming? One morning in 2014, life was humming along perfectly. Thriving career, serious relationship, everything checked off the list. Then the heart started racing uncontrollably, throat tightening, breathing becoming nearly impossible. This wasn't a one-time panic attack. It became a recurring nightmare that split life into before and after. For 18 months, doctors dismissed the symptoms as emotional, attention-seeking, just anxiety. Blood tests finally revealed severe vitamin deficiencies, validation that something was physiologically wrong all along. This journey through chronic health issues, from debilitating anxiety to persistent infections, revealed a revolutionary truth. Everything in your body is connected. The gut, brain, and vagina aren't separate systems managed by different specialists. They're intimate partners in constant conversation. And when one suffers, the others follow. The word hysteria comes from the Greek hystera, meaning uterus. Until 1980, female hysteria was listed in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, pathologizing normal female emotions as mental illness. This isn't ancient history. It's the foundation of why women still struggle to get accurate health information today. Even now, women's physical complaints are routinely attributed to hormones or emotions, regardless of actual symptoms. One woman endured nearly a decade of unbearable period pain before switching doctors and receiving an endometriosis diagnosis. Another colleague with severe bloating was told she was being emotional about her pain, only to later have a Nerf football-sized cyst removed from her ovary after her physician father intervened. Medicine traditionally compartmentalizes the body, missing the gut-brain-vagina axis, a revolutionary framework recognizing these three systems as inextricably linked. When one becomes leaky, allowing toxins to cross protective barriers, the others become compromised. Consider antibiotics for a sinus infection. They carpet bomb your entire microbiome, decimating beneficial bacteria in your gut and vagina simultaneously, triggering brain fog, anxiety, yeast infections, and digestive chaos. It's not coincidence, it's connection. The gut contains 500 million neurons, 5 times more than the spinal cord, earning it the nickname second brain. The vagus nerve connects the brain to virtually every vital organ, carrying messages in both directions, 20% from brain to organs, 80% from organs to brain. When inflammation and stress weaken it, hunger signals, immune response, and metabolism get disrupted. The vagina connects to the brain through 3 major nerve pathways: the pudendal nerve, clitoris, pelvic nerve, vagina, and hypogastric nerve, cervix, uterus. The vagus nerve also reaches the uterus and cervix, enabling cervical stimulation to strengthen the entire axis. Your gut microbiome weighs 3 to 5 pounds and contains 3 times more cells than your entire body. It absorbs nutrients while protecting against harmful substances through tight junctions and acidic environments created by good bacteria. When imbalanced, these junctions loosen, allowing toxins and undigested food into the bloodstream, a condition called leaky gut affecting up to 70% of Americans. Symptoms include frequent infections, worsening allergies, digestive issues, skin problems, fatigue, and brain fog. Modern culprits, alcohol, antibiotics, artificial sweeteners, birth control pills, environmental toxins, NSAIDs, poor diet, and stress. When breached, the immune system attacks foreign invaders, sometimes so aggressively it attacks your own cells. Ironically, our obsession with cleanliness backfires. Children raised in overly sanitized environments develop less pathogen tolerance, making their immune systems more reactive later. To maintain balance, eat more plant fiber, consider probiotics, address gut symptoms promptly, and reduce gluten, which activates zonulin, a protein that widens gut junctions and triggers immune responses. Leaky brain occurs when harmful substances breach the blood-brain barrier, a protective network allowing only essential molecules through. When leaky gut develops, inflammatory cytokines damage these tight junctions, letting toxins reach your brain. This breakdown links to multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, memory loss, anxiety, depression, migraines, and sleep problems. Poor sleep reduces microbiome diversity, triggering gut imbalance, inflammation, and barrier damage, a vicious cycle. Certain beneficial bacteria called psychobiotics specifically support mental health. Women drinking fermented milk with Lactobacillus casei shirota reported improved mood, while those taking Lactobacillus helveticus and Bifidobacterium longum experienced decreased negative mood and lower cortisol. Your brain's glymphatic system floods with cerebrospinal fluid during deep sleep, carrying nutrients in and flushing toxins out. Without adequate deep sleep, neurotoxic waste accumulates, causing fogginess, bleak moods, and anxiety. Supporting brain health requires addressing inflammation's root causes through gut health and an anti-inflammatory diet rich in antioxidants, blueberries, dark chocolate, leafy greens, and turmeric. The vagina demands constant attention when imbalanced, creating physical discomfort and emotional burden. Its walls are 4 times more absorbent than outer skin, allowing molecules direct bloodstream access. The vaginal microbiome contains over 100 strains of bacteria, yeasts, and fungi, maintaining acidic pH to destroy harmful organisms. Though distinct from the gut microbiome, they communicate through quorum sensing, chemical signals coordinating bacterial activity across locations. A healthy vagina maintains pH 3.8 to 4.5, similar to red wine. The dominant strain, Lactobacillus, produces lactic acid and bacteriocin, the vagina's organic antibiotic. When lactobacilli levels drop, yeasts like candida overgrow, causing infections. Risk factors include multiple sexual partners, douching, scented soaps, antibiotics, stress, diabetes, birth control pills, and pregnancy. Bath soap's alkaline pH of 12 neutralizes protective acidity. Even personal care cleansers contain harmful surfactants, parabens, and fragrances, causing irritation, dryness, micro tears, hormonal imbalance, and increased infection risk. An entire industry profits from female insecurity about natural scent. Lysol once advertised disinfectant for feminine hygiene, causing burns and deaths. A healthy vagina naturally has an earthy, musky scent, varying with hormones, stress, and activity. The vagina is self-cleaning, more like an acid wash with an always-open faucet. The Love Wellness Plan is a 5-week program supporting gut, brain, and vagina health through nutrient-dense whole foods. Repeat quarterly to maintain optimal health. Week 1 prepares your body. Gradually reduce caffeine, start 5 essential supplements, multivitamin, mineral, omega-3s, fiber/prebiotics, probiotics, L-glutamine, source organic foods, and remove bathroom and kitchen toxins. Week 2 removes inflammatory triggers by cutting dietary disruptors by 75%, particularly gluten, sugar, alcohol, and processed foods. Add consistent bedtimes, meditation, Epsom salt baths, orgasms, singing, and lymphatic jumping. Week 3 adds beneficial foods, colorful produce, resistant starches, soaked legumes and nuts, bone broth, and fermented foods. Incorporate pre-bed device shutdown, nature time, weekly sweat sessions, and increased movement. Week 4 optimizes fats and protein. Choose anti-inflammatory fats, reduce omega-6 seed oils, increase omega-3s, add antioxidant herbs and spices, and consume adequate protein, 1.2 to 1.8 grams per kilogram body weight daily. Add morning sunlight and prioritize social connection. Week 5 maintains good habits while mindfully reintroducing foods through structured testing, tracking reactions over 48 hours. Find balance, allowing occasional indulgences while continuing essential supplements and lifestyle practices. Breaking the silence around vaginal health creates a virtuous cycle of women helping women. This isn't just about physical health. It's about reclaiming power in a healthcare system that dismisses women's concerns. The paradox is maddening. Legitimate reproductive complaints get downplayed, just take an Advil, while non-reproductive issues get blamed on hormones. Medical research has historically excluded women, with the FDA barring women of reproductive age from drug trials in the 1970s, creating a male default medical model. Studies show female ER patients with severe pain wait 33% longer for medication than men with identical pain scores. The bad patient, the one who insists on self-advocacy, comes prepared with symptom diaries and research and pushes back against dismissive responses, is actually the one most likely to get well. Your body has been trying to tell you something through the fog in your brain, the ache in your gut, the discomfort you've learned to ignore. Listen to what your body is saying. Trust what you know to be true. Advocate fiercely for your own well-being. Loving yourself well isn't selfish. It's the most revolutionary act you can commit in a world that profits from your silence.